Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try, small business owners. That's our anthem for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. It's a 30-plus-year-old song that speaks to me every time I hear it. It makes me think about you, small business owners, because you, even when times get tough and you think you had enough, even when other people say, you know, why are you doing this? You can't do this. You still got to try, and you do, and you make things happen, even though you didn't know you weren't supposed to do. You weren't supposed to. And that's the reason why you're my hero, small business owners. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Matt Peterson. Matt Peterson is president and CEO and the founder of efilecabinet.com, and we just got through having a great visit to Matt, talking about how to store and protect your documents and your content online in the cloud through your services. I want to change horses a little bit and talk about, with you being a cyber expert, you can't do what you do, Matt, if you and your people aren't experts at protecting documents, protecting content, fighting off the bad guys. I mean, I'm going to hazard a guess, Matt, and say that your business gets pinged a million times an hour, every hour of every day, by bad guys from somewhere in the world. How far off would I be?
Yeah, it's accurate because of
just ping. Now, when I say
cloud.
Ping, folks, tell them what I mean by ping. They're just nudging. They're just seeing if there's an opening. Right, the bad guys are out there.
Yeah, they're out there. They're sniffing. They call it sniffing. They're sniffing your network to see if they can find any inefficiencies or backdoors where they could get in and hack, either bring your site down or to just take personal information to use it against
either malicious or for their own profit.
It's both.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just for fun.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's just being a pain, just to see if they can do it, just for fun. But a lot of times it's big crime involved. But recently we've had something new happen, Matt, as you know. Sony got breached, and a lot of information was lost, and now it's turned into another situation, Matt, where it's grown into to where this movie that they made, they literally, the bad guys, and we think it's North Korea, has stopped an American corporation and Americans from doing certain things for fear of their own health safety. Matt, how is that not a war? How is that not an attack on America?
Yeah, it's very disturbing, Jim. I think it sets a really bad precedent right now where people can be bullied based if they don't agree with your positions. I mean, you can imagine America if we didn't have the ability to speak out against our leaders.
Right.
I mean, that's part of our First Amendment, being able to say what we wanted to say and having a civil dialogue. But it goes against everything that we believe in here in this country. Whether you agree with a particular movie or statement, we all accept some of those things we don't agree with for the greater good, which is we all want to be heard. We all want to have our messages out there, and everybody needs to be heard, and it's a democracy, and that's the way that it works.
But think about this, Matt. The America was attacked, in my opinion, through an act of war, by this threat that was made, by stealing our stuff and then holding us hostage and making a threat, because I can't go watch that movie now. I don't have a choice. I'm not being given a choice to watch that movie. So the point is, the movie's not the point. The point is, it could have been anything. It could have been, you know, don't go to work, or you'd be blown up at work, or don't go to the grocery store, or don't go to school. How far could it go? My point, Matt, think about this. When has it ever happened that a foreign government could invade the middle of America with this kind of a threat, and the response to that government is made by the marketplace, not our government. How weird is that?
Yeah, it's very strange, and I've never seen anything like this before. And the fact that this has come up so fast. And I'll tell you what, too, is that it's disturbing what's happened and the abuse of the response of our government. I was looking on the Wall Street Journal this morning, and you know, right now the U.S. government is very careful to say, well, are they responsible? And they determined that it's so wide scale that a government, that North Korea, if it turns out to be in fact that they are the ones that have done this, there's no way that they could have pulled this out without government sanctions or government help.
Right.
So that's very disturbing to me, and it should be disturbing to everybody.
Well, absolutely. And so how is it that could you, will you, how is it that Sony was so lax with their security?
That's a little bit baffling to me, too, for somebody of their size and how they could actually allow something to happen. And it actually had gone on for quite some time. And it wasn't just they brought the company to its knees, but the amount of information, sensitive information,
right,
that they're essentially holding hostage and using to blackmail Sony, embarrassing things. I mean, everybody has things that they say in emails or correspondence or
documents. Could
they don't
this
want the
set back?
Domain, and that's what they're doing.
As I wrap up our visit back, could this set back the use of the internet, of cloud? I mean, could this set back the progress that's been made?
I think it can short term, but I think that this will. Most people, when they read this kind of thing, they don't fully understand it.
Yeah.
But I think what it will do is it'll actually make people think twice, and it can change the way that we do business online and commerce. People think twice. So I want to put my credit card online with that particular vendor, and they safeguard and protect my identity.
eFileCabinet.com is Matt's website. Matt Peterson, thank you. Good job today. I appreciate it. Come back soon.
Jim, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Matt Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.